I'm going to start this morning with a question that I believe that we need an answer to, all of us in our lives, if we're to effectively follow Jesus. And the question is, how can I live a life that pleases God? I'm sure if you know the Lord, you know Jesus, and you love him, and you want to follow Jesus, if you've accepted Jesus, that will be your heart's desire, really. Many a time I think, gosh, Lord, make this answer simple. You know, how can I live to please you? Because sometimes, you know, if we're not careful, the Christian life can be so complicated that we don't kind of understand what it means to please the Lord. And I think the best person to answer this question would be God. Yes. I don't know about you. Because I think he would get a perfect answer to this, how can I live a life that pleases God? So we're going to look in Hebrews, the Word of God, and God's answer this morning. And verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible. You know, we love to say nothing's impossible with God, but God says without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because he who comes to God must believe that he is or exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I love it that God says, what pleases me is faith. And when I see faith in your life, I'm going to reward you. And you know, you were created by God for rewards. Christmas Day all the time in heaven. It's always a giving day. But he always gives. Every day is a giving day with God. But he always gives where he sees faith. Isn't that interesting? So what pleases God? I can live a life that pleases God when I live my life by faith. And actually, the more you grow in your knowledge of God, the more you know that nothing will work in your life without faith. Faith, true faith, makes relationships the best they can be. Makes your working life work. Your job. It makes prayer work. Without faith, nothing else, nothing will work, actually. So we need faith. That's why the Bible says that the righteous, those who believe in Jesus and have accepted him as Lord, will live by their faith. So in other words, it's not just something I'm believing God for, an answer for something. It's a life of faith. The righteous will live by their faith. And I think sometimes we get so... we find faith so mysterious, we never get hold of it, a bit like soap in a bath. It always, we seem to try and grab hold of it, and it just goes on to, it slips out of your fingers. And I believe that the Word of God wants to make faith really simple for us this morning. And so we're going to read the next verse from Hebrews 11. Verse 7, if we could have that up, that would be great. Hebrews 11, verse 7. And it says here, by faith, Noah. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things to come, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. So by faith, Noah, divinely warned of things not seen. Faith always deals with things not yet seen. Faith is being sure of what we hope for, certain of what we do not yet see. So if we're going to live by faith, we will be living by what we have not yet seen. Naturally experience with our eyes, touch, a living experience. So for example, if I'm living by faith for provision, I may have nothing, but I may have faith, and that faith will be rewarded with provision. I haven't yet seen it, but it's going to be manifest. That's what faith does. It manifests the blessings of God. Amen. It manifests the will of God in our lives. Now, God wants to use Noah for each one of us this morning to give us an understanding of faith, to unravel what we consider sometimes to be a mystery, so that we can understand really what faith is. And he kind of wants to show us through Genesis, but also through this verse in Hebrews, really what it means to please God by living by faith. In Genesis chapter 6, we probably grew up with this story about Noah building an ark. Oh, you may have sang the song, "The animals went two by two, hurrah, hurrah," or something like that. I don't know what songs they sing about Noah now downstairs with the children, but Noah, there were a lot of songs, and Noah is actually quite famous all the way through our world. The flood is well known and historically recorded, actually. And Noah then, if we're to live by faith, we need to see something from the life of Noah to understand how to live by faith to please God. And verse 13, it says, "God said to Noah, 'The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I'll destroy the earth.'" Basically, make yourself an ark. And then he gives the measurements, the length, the width, the height, the windows, the door. He gives them these three, this lower deck, second deck, and third decks. And then he said in verse 17, "And behold, I myself am bringing floodwaters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh which is of the breath of life." Basically, he says in verse 18, "I will establish my covenant with you. You will go into the ark, your sons, your wife, your sons' wives with you, and every living thing of all flesh you should bring two of every sort into the ark. Keep them alive with you. They should be male and female." And there it is established. verse 22, "So Noah did according to all that God commanded him." So Noah, we know the story probably of Noah. He did what God said. Now, essentially God says, "I want you to build an ark." Now, Noah was a farmer, so he definitely was not a boat builder. He had no experience of building boats, and it's unlikely he had ever seen anything like what God had showed him to build. In fact, it was impossible because it had never been built before. And so God, the designer, communicates the design to Noah. And Noah downloads this word from God. And I can imagine him saying, "Well, what's a flood?" Because the earth had never experienced a flood. I mean, he'd be like, "God, what's an ark? What does it look like?" "Well, just do what I say and you'll find out. I'll show you. But you're going to build something that's my word, an instruction. And when you do it according to my instructions, it will work. It will float. 20,000 ton boat is going to float. No computers, no experience, just doing what God said." And so you could say, and we all probably know this, but that faith begins with hearing and knowing and being informed by God. Faith begins with a word from God. And it's often related to something you have never experienced before. Not yet, thank you. Faith relates to something we've never experienced before. So often, if you've never, for example, healed somebody who is sick, faith acts on God's word even if you've never experienced the joy of seeing someone healed. Okay, so it's always moving us beyond our natural experience into something of the God dimension, of what God can do. And so Noah, I want you to build, follow the measurements I'm giving you. Now what I love about Noah, we know from the story, is that he went and preached to his family. God spoken. They didn't hear God personally, but they heard the word through Noah. And actually we've heard the word through the early disciples. That's how the word came. And now we hear the word because we hear the preaching of the word, but somebody's got to tell us, haven't they? How can they believe unless they hear? And how can they hear without a preacher? Because faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word. So Noah became a faith preacher. He goes to his family and says, honey, darling, whatever the term is, and boys, guess what? God's spoken. I'm going to build an ark. What's an ark? Well, it's going to rain. What's a rain? What's flood? Because the earth had never experienced this before. But they heard the word that made no sense to their head and said, well, okay, let's build. And they became a family of faith. They all heard God, and the whole family became faith people. Now, the church is named in Scripture as a family of faith. Brothers and sisters in Christ who have believed in Jesus, we are a family of faith. We've heard the word, and we're hearing it again today. And what we believe is going to build something for God. Amen. Very exciting. The whole family got together to build what God had told them to build. Now, I can imagine them as well. Imagine the first tree they got together. Because there were lots of trees. I'm talking a lot of timber. 20,000 ton vessel would take quite a bit of wood. Yeah. Right, boys, let's go get a tree. Can you imagine how tiny the start would have been? Right. And how much hard work it would have been to get that tree, to prepare it, to lay it out in the right place. Imagine living next door to Noah that this was going to go up in your garden. You might have had a few complaints with the council. Did you know what they're building next door? But Noah laid out the wood, and then he says, right, boys, I think we better go and get another. And then, right, boys, after a week, let's go find another. And they literally had to get wood. They had to get the materials. There were no nails, apparently, at that time, so it was wooden pegs and dowels or whatever. Yes, dowels, that's the word. And they began to work following God's instructions. So this speaks of faith being something more than a word, doesn't it? Faith is more than hearing. Tell your neighbor, faith is more than hearing. Faith is more than a dream. Faith is more than a vision. Faith goes beyond a knowing and hearing God into an application of what God says. So without moving beyond hearing, because you can hear and hear and hear and hear and hear and never truly have faith. So it is hearing, but it doesn't stop with hearing. Faith, Noah would tell us, is, now listen to this word, because as grace-filled and people who believe the grace of God, we don't like this word. But Noah would say, and I believe his word stands, the word of God stands today, telling us, faith is a work. Hang on, I thought I got liberated from works when I got saved. Well, you got saved from doing your own work for salvation. But when God speaks to you, you work out your salvation. So faith is a work. The New Testament calls it a work of faith. It begins with faith, hearing, but it moves from just hearing into working. So there are faith works. Tell somebody next to you, I need to be a faith worker. Can you see the ridiculousness of a doctor being trained for years, educated, studying, never practicing what he has learned? Because when we talk about doctors and dentists, we say it's a dental practice. It's a practice. It's what they do. They're not just studied. We won't go to heaven and the Lord won't say, well studied, well read. He will say, well done, good and faithful servant, because you did the will of your father. Didn't Jesus warn his disciples against hearing only? Because hearers only are like the fool who builds his house on sand. And that when the storms come and the flood comes, that house is demolished. Because it's not lip service, it is life service. Good preaching. Good teaching. Noah teaches us how to live by faith. We are in Christian practice. If we truly are people of faith, we practice our faith. Jesus didn't walk around saying, imagine everybody healed. He said, lay hands on the sick. What did he say? Do something, and I'll do something. Lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So you do something. That's a Christian practice. Give thanks in all circumstances is a Christian practice. It's what we do because of what God has said to us. We trace it back always to God's word, but then it is put into operation in our lives. And you know, I can imagine if God said the same word to many of us today, and I must count myself under the same comment as you, would I have done it? Would I have done it? Because, you see, millions are really happy to work for themselves. But few work for God. Millions are really happy to work for themselves, but very few work for God. Now, I need to unpack that because you do not need to be in full-time ministry to work for God. In fact, very few are in full-time ministry. But we are in all of us actually in full-time ministry. Because we're called by God to work for him in our working place, in our home life, with our neighbors. Whatever we're doing, we are working for God if we truly are living by faith. And so Noah speaks to us about what really faith is hearing God's word and going on and doing it. I remember when I first was saved, I was 27 years old. And when I realized what Jesus had done for me to forgive me my sins and I was born again, I just said, well, I'll work for you, Lord. I didn't change my job, my career. I stayed in my career. I didn't even think I would be ever in full-time ministry in the way that I am today. But I just said, I want to work for you. It's the best thing. You're the reason I'm alive. I'm going to work for you. And so I worked my job. And I brought the Lord in into every aspect of my working life in terms of that work. But I was working for the Lord in my work. Can you see the difference? Then in the evenings, I had time when I wasn't fulfilling my obligations for my working life to go to whatever was going on in the church. So I worked in the church. Whatever capacity, whether it was a prayer meeting, you see, prayer is a work, isn't it? How many of you know? What is it, you know, can you imagine Noah saying, oh, it was a breeze getting all those trees down. It was just a doddle. There was no sweat, no bother, no calluses, my feet never hurt. He'd have said, honey, just massage me just here, would you, darling? I've just been bent over all day. And, you know, I'm so tired. I've been working on God's work. Some of us have an aversion to getting tired doing God's work. And that's actually anti-faith. Because faith says, I'm going to put my legs on it, my feet on it. I'm going to put my hands to it. I'm going to set my whole energy into prayer. It takes energy to pray. It takes time. All you can say is it's a work. Sometimes I go home from a church prayer meeting on a Thursday night. I believe in the life of the Spirit. I believe in joy and prayer and all the good things that God does. Sometimes I just go back and say, well, that was a work, Lord. And he says, yeah, faith is. I can believe that Noah wouldn't have said, oh, I had the feelings all the time. It felt so wonderful. I had this bubble of joy with every plank I put down. It's a misguided Christian life if you think that's what's... Sometimes you just work. Put your effort in and get doing what God says. That's it. In fact, a lot of it is. It's hand to the plow. It's building with God. And therefore, we understand from Noah's life that by faith he did this. And by the way, it took 100 to 120 years. Some people will come and join a project or a team. I'll serve a year. Then I'm done. Done my bit. Some people will say, oh, I've served the Lord for 10. It's time for me to sit back and let others do the work. Have you ever heard that one? I've heard it. But the Lord says, guess what, guys? Who's going to go and work in my vineyard? And he's speaking to his own children. Who will work for us? Who can I send to do the work? And so Noah took 100 to 120 years. In other words, to live the life of faith, it will take you all the days of your life. You'll always be essentially working out your faith, working for God. If you are to finish your race, as Jesus intends. Now, this doesn't discount the Lord giving you the strength to do it, the resources to do it. I mean, can you imagine the wisdom, the knowledge that Noah didn't have because he read a book? God had to give it to him, but he received it, and so he built it. And so faith First of all, hears and knows God's word. Can I have that slide? Thank you. Faith hears and knows God's word first. Because if you don't know God's word on it, you don't have faith. Faith always begins with a word from God. Secondly, faith accepts what God says. So Noah had to accept what God said. So faith, first of all, hears. Secondly, faith accepts. There's a humility attached to that, that just accepts, okay, God wants me to do that, I'll do it. You'll never fulfill what God has for your life unless you accept what God wants to do. You have to receive it before you can actually make it yours. When I read the Bible, let me tell you how you can easily receive faith. When you read the Bible, I honestly don't understand all of it. Is that okay to say? So when I read it, I don't kind of go, well, if I don't understand it, it's no good, it's rubbish to me. I just say, well, it's your word, Lord, and Holy Spirit, you'll help me to know what I need to know. You'll send me a word, it'll be preached so I get understanding in the church, or I can study the word myself and go into all kinds of studies so that I really understand it. But in the end, a lot of it, I don't think, especially Revelation, until we go to heaven, we'll get it. You know, we won't get it until then. But there's an acceptance of it. I accept his instructions. So if Jesus says forgive, I don't question it. I say, well, that's it. If you're going to live believing the word, it means you start to do it. Do you understand? So you accept it. You say, well, this is God's word, so that's it. I accept it, Lord. It's you who's speaking because he's trustworthy. He has proven to be right. The life of Jesus Christ, every prophecy in the Old Testament has been confirmed in the life of Jesus. All that was spoken of him came to pass. I mean, we're coming up to Christmas. The virgin will be with child. She will have a son. He will be called Emmanuel. That's in the book of Isaiah. So that was spoken hundreds of years before. The cross was spoken. What happened on the cross was spoken. Isaiah 53. And fulfilled when Jesus died on the cross. No word returns empty. Every word of God will be fulfilled. God cannot lie. He is not a man. He will never lie. So it's completely trustworthy. The end of time is coming, church. There will be a day when Jesus returns. It will come to pass. There will be a day when the nations will be set before the Lord to be judged by the judge of all men. And all will be judged. For those who believe, they will be saved and have lived a life of faith, which is the doing bit, not just the lip service, because it's a life lived, faith. Those who have rejected Christ, who are unbelievers, will go, as the flood speaks of, to everlasting destruction. And sometimes I don't think we live with this, it's going to happen. Let's be like Noah and make sure we're building for that day. Because we've been warned it's coming. Just like Noah was warned, the end is coming. And Noah adjusted his life to live because he knew what the end was going to be. And we know what the end is going to be. God cannot lie. Every word he says comes to pass. So, faith hears, faith accepts. Now, faith accepts the word personally. In other words, takes hold. That's the third point. Take hold. Faith takes hold personally. Now, imagine this illustration. You've probably heard it before, of a life buoy. You know, you see them on rivers and places where people could get into trouble because they drown. Children can be out there and it's unsafe for you to go in, but you can throw this ring, this life ring, out, and it will save someone's life because it floats. Now imagine going by someone who's going drowning in the water, and you see conveniently, this life buoy is here, and you say, "Don't worry, let me throw this, grab hold of it." So what happens is the drowning person hears, "This is going to save you." So he has knowledge that a life buoy will save him. So out goes the ring, and the drowning person goes, "I know it could save me. I know God heals. I know believers lay hands on the sick. I know the same works as Jesus I'll do and greater still." But until he grabs hold of that life buoy, he won't be saved. So you might accept the word of God as the word of God, but it will only ever be real faith if you accept the word and take hold of it personally. Because Jesus always walked around healing the sick, raising the dead, doing the work of the minister, the work of the ministry, the work of his Father, work of faith. But he always said to people, according to your faith. So you can say all the right things, accept God's word, but never take hold of it personally. And that's part of faith. Hearing, accepting, taking hold personally. And then finally, faith puts what you've taken hold of into practice. Puts God's word into practice. Noah put his faith to work and began to build. So you could not say people couldn't see his faith. They could see his faith. The neighbors were going, "What's he up to then?" Because they saw Noah doing things that revealed God's word. The biggest question of our lives is, am I living by faith to please God? Are people seeing me do things that make them know that there's something completely different about what I do in my life? Christians live completely different to the world. Christians practice life in a very different way. They do different things. We might look the same, but the whole purpose and intention of our lives, the things we do, are radically opposite. For example, coming in here and singing to a God you can't see. Lifting your hands to honor him because what is unseen is true. And so we honor him because we know he's here. That is ridiculous in the mind of unbelief. But to someone of faith, it's God's here. Let's worship. Yes, yes, yes. To somebody who believes, they know that that person is practicing their faith. Really? It's a practice of faith. Amen. Yes. Amen. And so Noah began to work. And he didn't stop halfway. Don't get off the job halfway. Let me encourage you. Don't stop practicing your faith. Because the practice of your faith will lead to the miraculous provision and promises of God. When Jesus said to the paralyzed man, pick up your mat and walk. Without that man practicing his faith, he would never have walked. So to be healed, we need to practice our faith, not just accept God's word, take it personally. We need to practice it. Act on. God says it, I accept it, I'm taking hold personally, I believe it with my heart. But I'm going to act. I'm going to start to act healed. And unless you finish that part of your faith, it's not a complete faith. Because when you complete the process of faith, you will see the results of faith. Sometimes we just pray and accept the word. Sometimes we might even accept it personally. But until we act like it's done, like the man with the mat, pick up your mat and walk. He could have said, I can't. God, you've got to do that. No, you act and I'll do it. What about Naaman? Have you ever thought about that amazing miracle that Naaman had to dip in the Jordan 7 times? Talk about a work of faith. Hello? 1, 2. Nothing's different. Well, I'm going home. Prayer never works then. God's not true. It's not true, this faith thing. God is true. Everything else isn't. God is true. Everything else isn't. But Naaman proved his faith by keeping going. And my goodness me, isn't that what Noah says to us this morning? Just keep practicing your faith because it will produce. Amen. Just keep doing what you know to do because it will work. Sometimes the 4th time of the dip. I remember, you know, some people come with massive financial issues, problems, debts. God wants to help people. It's always his way to help people out of problems. He always wants to bring solutions. But sometimes we don't like the solutions. I mean, Naaman didn't initially. To dip in the Jordan, he nearly said no. But his humble servant said, just do it. And that's what humble servants do. Just do the word. Just do the word. Just do the word. You'll see God move. Amen. Financial problems, debt. And they come and they say, I need a miracle. And I need a miracle now. And what happens is I'll say, right, well, let's see. First of all, you need faith before you'll ever get a miracle. Right? So how does faith come? Where does it come from? The word? And hearing the word. Right. So I might take Luke 7. Give. Give? No, I need to get. I think you started this miracle with the wrong word, Pastor Judith. Or Jesus. I need to get a miracle, not give. And so give, give, give. Yeah, but the Lord says, give. This is the promise, and it will be given. Oh, the miracles in giving, in doing the word. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and they say, right, I'm going to give. So they take their tithe or their offering, they write it out, and they check or whatever, online, and they put it in. Month later, Pastor, it didn't work. Why didn't it work? It says I will get back. Well, the ark didn't float for quite a while. And sometimes the work of faith seems to go on a lot longer till you see the miracle. Hello? I've heard testimonies. I'm sure Dora won't mind me saying, your miracle financially. You were in a tight spot. Single parent, businesswoman, she was in a tight spot. And I said to her, you need faith. You need to receive faith. Faith comes from hearing, hearing by the word. So she began to hear the word. I lent her a book on giving, on financial blessing, and she began to read this book. And she began to, most of all, read the word, receive the word. And she began to give. And it's not easy, is it? Any of us who've been in a tight spot to give out of a tight spot is really hard. I'm talking about giving today because it's easy to see how it works. It's an easy example. And she began to give, and she kept on giving. I just praise God. And do you know what? About a year later, I saw her, and she said, Pastor Jesus, you'll never, ever guess what's happened. I'm completely out of debt. And I couldn't come out without doing what God said. So faith is not just hearing, is it? It's putting into practice the things that God says to do. And I think sometimes we're in such a generation that just wants experiential stuff from God. And imagine Noah saying, well, I'll dream it for you, Lord. I'll just pray it in for you, Lord. And I'll just, you know, just send the angels for 100 years just to keep me encouraged. He just said, that's not going to get the job done. And he looks at us, each one of us, and he says, be a builder. Build my church. Be part of building up the body. That's your work. And he says, advance the kingdom. Go and preach the gospel. Go. Oh, I'll pray, but I'm not going nowhere. But the Lord always says, faith doesn't just finish with believing in your heart. It always works out in practice. People will not be saved unless we go and tell them about Jesus. How can they hear without a preacher? So to be a pleasing person is to be a person of true faith. And it's to be like Noah. I'm not just going to deceive myself because I heard a good message. You might not think this is that good, but the word of God is good. We can deceive ourselves, and I can do the same, precious saint, can't we? Just because we hear it, we think that's it. But we need to walk away from hearing the word, reading the word, and say to the Lord, Lord, I need to be a Christian in practice with having heard your word. What does that mean today? And I don't get discouraged because if I look at the ark and I look at what's built, because God's given us a vision to be an exceedingly great army. If I look at that, I think, not there yet. But every day I can say, let's add a bit. What did Noah say to his boys? Get another bit of timber, son. Let's put this together. Let's be a household of faith. Let's build what Jesus said. Let's put our back into it. Build, use our energy. Build the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I know it's probably not your favorite message. But you see, I don't want you deceived, and neither does the Lord. But if we become doers of the word, not just hearers only, we will reap. We will reap in due season. So don't grow weary. Sometimes I'm tempted to. I'm like you. I get tempted to say, well, what's the blooming point? But Noah teaches me, don't give up. Just keep going. Add a bit. Because every day a bit's being added. This ship's getting bigger. And together, as a house of faith, we can see Jesus fulfill his vision to save the world through his people. Let's stand. Thank you, Jesus.
If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith Southwest, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823 664 186 or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.